This is Weekend Breakfast.
The overwhelming response, not only from you spinning your great story.
I wasn't spinning a story, okay? It happened. I had an experience with a ghost in a haunted hotel when I was in LA.
Mm.
It happened. Don't say I spun a story. It was very real. I couldn't sleep for 6 nights.
Yeah, a very traumatic experience. And we had quite a lot of listeners call through as well with their spooky stories. And look, there's one side of the fence where you were petrified. I've never seen anything like it when people were recounting their haunted stories.
I hate hearing this. Terrifying.
Me on the other side of the fence, I get very jealous. I'm all down for a good haunting myself. I want to experience the haunt. I'm so skeptical. Nothing's ever happened to me. And I can't sympathize with my fellow co-host in these situations. So I thought we'd bring in the big wigs, the big dogs. Joe is his name. Joe, the host of Australia's Most Haunted. Jesus. I didn't even push that spooky music.
Yes, you did. Stop it.
Nope, that's all Joe. Jesus. Hello, Joe. How are you?
Hi, guys. Hi, Danny. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Thank you.
Low-key terrified. Okay, got a couple of things we want to talk to you about. First of all, I got to tell you this story that happened to me in this hotel. And I'm wondering if you're able to, like, tell me if this is normal or what the ghosts were trying to tell me. I was in this hotel and I felt like there was a man and a woman talking, and it sounded like they were really, really close to my head. Also, the light came on and off, and the tap came on and off as well when I was staying there for 6 nights, like almost every single night that happened.
It wouldn't have been the Roosevelt, would it?
No way.
Yeah,
it was the Roosevelt, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
I've had some reports coming from there in room 23. I think I was on the 7th floor.
Oh, God, I was on the 8th.
You were on the 8th, yeah.
And, they refurbished it about, I think, 2-3 years ago. And the workers in there were saying things too, and they've had, since the refurbishment, bathrooms going on and off, the taps going on, and the lights in the bathroom were going on and off. And taps would just turn on. And voices inside the room, like they're right in front of you, but they sound distant.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what you said yesterday.
Yeah. Do you know what, like, as someone who studies this kind of thing, are they trying to communicate with me, or were they just being dicks? Like, what does that mean?
No one really knows. There's no real true expert on what they mean or what they are or who or what they... It's all... That's why it's unexplained.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I can't explain it.
But I mean, I've gone to ghost tours and things like that, and... You know, with a lot of people around in the ghost tours, there's like 10, 20 people milling around. Mm. I don't find anything happens much sometimes, but not much. Mm. But I find that going in by myself and spending the nights there by myself tends to draw out whatever's there, and a lot more happens.
Oh, I see. And that's my experience, Joe. I went on this beat. They called themselves the Paranormal Activity Hunters. And I went along. I was one of about 20 people, didn't see anything that night. I was very disappointed because I crave a good haunting.
I was a skeptic, and I still sort of am, unless something really has its hooks into me that I cannot get my head around.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
But there has been a couple. I've spent the night in a few hotels or theatres by myself, got permission. I don't recommend people go in without permission. Mm. It can be dangerous. You can fall through floors or whatever. I actually got blood toxic poisoning once because of a bit of old poo that was hanging around the banisters and rafters and lofts. Mm.
Well, that happens to the best of us from time to time. Yeah, don't need a haunting just for that, do you?
And there could be some people from the the underbelly hanging around, and they're doing their thing too. So you might meet them instead of ghosts.
Right.
But I'd recommend anyone get permission to do that. But
I would recommend everyone doesn't do that. Just stay in your house.
Joe from Australia's Most Haunted. Can we tee up a time off the air? Dead set. I'll come down. I want a haunting, and I'll say it how it is on the show after the haunting.
If you have a haunting, me and you,
yeah. I'll go down there. I'll examine. A guaranteed haunting excites me.
Great.
You can see the puffiness of my areolas right now. It's very excited.
No problems anytime, yeah.
Great. Will you go do that, and I'll look forward to... And can you, like, record it all? I'll be interested. Because would you reckon you'll scream if you have an experience?
Of course, if I've got an experience.
But Tanya, you're psychic.
Yeah. Oh, come on, Joe.
You might be able to help.
I'm at Joe. You couldn't pay me enough, mate. You couldn't pay me enough to be in that haunted house. But I am psychic, yes. Thanks for recognising that.
Her nipples have actually concaved back in. She's not excited by this.
Can you see that from here?
All right, Joe. Producer Ellie and you and I, we'll liaise off the air. We'll lock in a time. I'm down for a haunting for sure. Thank you so much for being a friend of the show, and I'll see you soon.
And Joe, if you ever want a psychic reading...
Oh, come on.
I'll give you one, definitely. Just for free on the house, just because we're mates.
Right, Aiden.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
It's not every day that I stumble across some sort of a fantastic, genius life hack that can dramatically improve your social status, your love life, and everything in between. This immediately moves you anywhere between 2 and 3 points on the great human scale. So if you're a 4 out of 10 human right now, not only pick up your act and have a good hard look in the mirror, but you'll automatically move yourself to a 6 to a 7. I, funnily enough, am already a 7 out of 10 man.
Oh, all right.
This has rocked me into 9-10 territory. It's fantastic. The responses I've received, the people who are I'm having conversations with whilst using this great love life hack. I mean, you see the
eyes. Sorry, I'm so skeptical, like straight up.
No. You see the eyes pop out of there. They're like, wow, this is a guy. This is a guy for me. This is someone who's really well traveled. Now, I've been to a couple of countries in my time. Okay, we've all probably been to Europe or Asia or something along those lines. And a common question that you'll have on a first date is, oh, have you done much travel? Have you travelled many places?
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the great hack. Technically, when someone says, what countries have you been to? Traditionally, you'll just say the countries that you've stayed in for multiple days,
right.
maybe a hotel, maybe you've had some experiences. Instantly right now, also start including all the airports that you've stopped over.
Oh, this is a hack.
What's so funny?
Well, you can't. You've not been there.
You have been there.
Okay.
It's the layover of love.
God.
No. Hear me out. Typically, as someone who will be on the way from Australia to Europe, you'll have to stop in Dubai, Singapore.
Yeah.
You've been there.
No, you haven't.
No, you have. And you've
not breathed the air. You've breathed airport air, well, which is not even, I swear to God.
Where does that airport air come from?
It's outside. Purgatory. I swear
Get
to
around me. Check
no,
back.
You haven't been to the country.
Now, what I'm saying is,
it's disrespectful.
It's not disrespectful.
What if
at
they
all?
Say, okay, so if you've done an airport stop in Dubai and someone goes, oh, what'd you think of Dubai? What are you going to say? Oh,
you say it's great.
Great duty free.
Well, like, you don't
food
say
court,
that.
Food court, nailed it.
No, well, there you go. That's why you can never be a 9 out of 10 woman because you'd spill the secrets too quickly. You'd say about the airports, you'd say about the great Hungry Jacks and the different varieties of Whoppers there at the Burger King, which is all good fun. But no, all you say is, yeah, it's fantastic. It's amazing.
No, what if they say, where'd you stay?
It never goes there.
You can't.
People don't quiz you enough.
It's disrespectful to the people who live in that country.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I've been to Singapore. I've been to Kuala Lumpur. I've actually even been to China now with this new life hack, which is very interesting.
How'd you find China?
It was great.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
You know what Saturday and Sunday are for? Nothing, but also shopping for homewares.
Oh, I see.
If you're over 30...
Yeah, okay.
Oh, God, it's nice to be buying linen or at least being in a homeware shop. It's nice.
Okay.
Like a Domain on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh. Sometimes you don't even need to be buying things. Just sort of being in the ambience is nice.
Okay.
And that's how I know I'm
getting very
old.
Excited over there.
Yeah, several reasons, but that one is right up there. Are you there? How old are you, 28?
Yeah, haven't reached that yet.
Do you think you'll ever get there? I don't know if that's your vibe as well.
No, I experienced some excitement when I bought some new bed sheets a couple of weeks ago.
How good is it?
It's good, but I think it was because I was excited about the prospects of bringing home dates to the new silks. I think
you got silk sheets.
Yes. Get around me.
What is it, 92? That's so...
Who are you, Bruno Mars?
Yeah.
It's good. It was a great investment.
Yeah, well, I've got a lot of IKEA furniture, but I've been like, nah, I've got to upgrade from IKEA because it's falling apart and it's, you know, like it's got a life on it, right? I'm like, no, I'm going to go to a nice homeware shop. I'm going to buy a really nice table and I got a marble one. And, you know, you go into these, you know, a bit more upmarket than IKEA and they decorate everything and it looks... like a house and stuff.
Well, it's very showroom when you go in there.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. When they're more expensive, it's like they've got more things on the table to make you go, ooh, I could imagine this in my house.
Ah, all right. Extra accessories that you hope you decide you need because you've bought the base.
Yes,
I see.
And I went into this homeware shop that was very nice. It had sort of food on the tables as well. And I was like, this is for me.
This is right up your alley, yeah.
You know, like this table has got a little... Well, like trail mix ultimately, so you can have an eat, have a look.
How interesting.
This is how it's going to be when I sit and eat from this table. You know, and then it had like, you know, a vase, whatever. Yeah. And it's set, you know, it's got the plates.
Yeah. Well, it's always good to test drive a cashew on the table and just see the
how
full experience.
How it feels in the mouth. Yeah. Anyway, I bought it, but I was like, I don't need the plates or anything, but I do like the bowl that the trail mix is in. I've been eating that. That's a nice trail mix as well.
Yeah, snack on that.
Yeah, and he goes, well, that's cool, but that's actually pot pourri.
Oh, dear.
And so it's been hard to poo.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Great story. Great story. I do a midnight radio show, right? So the show's usually on air weeknights from midnight to 5 a.m. Of course.
What a shift.
Oh, what a great shift. My vitamin D levels aren't suffering at all. I tell you what, I'm living my best life. I don't know about you. What are you doing? Experiencing the beach or something during the day?
Do you just sleep? Are you bored? Do you get bored in the day or do you sleep?
No, I sleep during the day. That's
you're like a vampire.
I have to be. Need to conserve my energy for night. It's all right. We have a lot of fun. But of course, the office isn't as bustling as it is from 9 to 5.
No, there'd be no one in here. There's going to be like a rogue cleaner.
Skeleton staff, exactly. The cleaners come in from about 9 to 10 o'clock. It's me, it's my producer, and there's what we call journalist Joel in the building as well, who's sort of spinning news stories overnight. Now, so as traditionally three of us just on the level, and we have a bit of fun, but from time to time, there's no one here. And look, a journalist, Joel, he won't mind me saying this, but come 2 a.m. every night, he sort of has a little break and he treats himself for the 2 a.m. number two, if you catch my drift.
Yeah.
So he goes into the toilets and obviously he's like clockwork. I mean, the man's to be of mine every day. On the hour, 2 a.m.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Good on him. Very regular.
Great schedule. And I've just so happened, I'm always out there getting waters and going for number ones of sorts as well. And I've quickly ducked out during one of the ad breaks. I'm like, right, I'll just relieve myself here. Gone in and I get this. The second the door opens, I mean, the heat's been turned up. There's almost an atmospheric smell about the place.
Oh.
And I think, God, that's not ideal, is it? But, you know, journalist Joel, I should have
known. Atmospheric. That's so gross.
2 a.m., look at me watch. I'm like, right, that's obviously journalist Joel. And I see that one of the doors at the cubicle's closed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goodness me. And I'm like, you know what? I'm there doing my number one. Journalist Joel is well entitled to be doing his number two. And I'm thinking, you know, I've got to cut the tension here. I've got to break it because it's a bit awkward now that, you know, journalist Joel obviously.
There's just two of you. There's no way it could be anyone else.
Yeah, exactly. My producer was at the desk, journalist Joel. It could only be journalist Joel. I yell out to journalist Joel because we're quite good mates. I'm like, geez, journalist Joel, you can smell JJ in the building tonight.
Oh.
No reply. Oh, that's a little unlike journalist Joel. Usually he's all down for a little bit of fun in the toilet.
Did he fall asleep in the toilet?
I don't know. I worried for the welfare. But I thought, you know what? It's not my place. I'll just let him finish.
Yeah, maybe he wanted to like silently do it. Some people don't like toilet chat. I'm all for it.
Yeah. Traditionally, journalist Joel was all for a toilet chat, but this man can spin on a dime from time to time. Whatever. I'll leave journalist Joel to it. I then exit. I then go right to the office kitchen to get a fruit bowl and make another coffee. Journalist Joel's at his desk.
Oh, my God.
I think, journalist Joel, how'd you get there? How'd you transcend from the dunny right back to your desk? I've walked straight here. How'd you get in front of me?
Was it a ghost?
Didn't add up. It wasn't a ghost. Journalist Joel's been there, not making his morning move. All of a sudden, it hits me. Chunky security guard.
Oh, no.
Chunky security guard in the building, who I never converse with. I forget that he exists. He's the fourth member of the floor, and I've never spoke to him in my life.
Well, you have now.
This is Weekend Breakfast.